This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name Penigna Koto Vacuola, PENIGNA, last name COTTOVEGUILLA, date of birth 03-18-1963. Date of appointment 9/28/2023. Requesting physician Hafiz Rehman, HAFEEZREHMAN. Dear Dr. Rehman, I have the pleasure of seeing Penigna Koto Vacuola today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 60-year-old, right-handed Hispanic woman who went to the emergency room on 7/15/2023 because of evaluation of head injury. On that day, she was at the church. Actually, the night before she was at the church, she fell backward and hit her head on the wooden chair and then hit the floor. There was no loss of consciousness, but she developed a headache next day, dizziness and blurring of the vision. She was having pain at the back of the neck and bilateral shoulders. In the emergency room, CT of the C-spine done, which shows spondylolisthesis and degenerative changes. Then patient went to see the primary care doctor, who ordered the MRI of the brain, which was done on 8/26/2023, and it was normal. Carotid ultrasound done on the same day shows no hemodynamically significant stenosis. X-ray of the C-spine was also negative. Today, patient is here in my office because she is feeling head is hurting more. Feels like head is cracking. No nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, no phonophobia. Back of the head hurts. Head is bursting inside when she lay down. Pathmedically see history adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depression, hypertension, diabetes, overactive bladder, past surgical history, none. allergy to shellfish. Her medications are albuterol, celecoxib, acetylcyclopram, 5 mg daily, celecoxib 200 mg daily, irbesartan, marbatric, ordesteron 4 mg tablet as needed basis, oxybutynin 5 mg extended release tablet daily, quetiapine 25 mg daily, sertraline 50 mg daily, Trulicity, vitamin D, Zinc Duo, socialist, does not smoke cigarette, married with the husband, family history, mother with diabetes, father diabetes and coronary artery disease, sister with diabetes. She has 3 children. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having a headache, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft wall sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, current at time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to right and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflex 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 60-year-old right-handed Spanish woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, history of head injury. Number 2, post-concussion syndrome. Number 3, headache. Next paragraph, her symptoms are due to the post-concussion syndrome. I advised her to take the rest as much as possible. She is already on sertraline 50 milligram daily. I suggest to increase to 100 milligram daily. If this will not work, then I will add different medication for a headache like Topamax. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.